for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. Serious.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Tedline. Good morning. After this, you're going to hear Minister Hill. Good morning. We are God's own.
Church, the redeemed. Oh, pick up your heart.
Almighty, let me know that the blog talk is doing fine. Good morning, Minister Hill.
Good morning. Good morning. And good morning, Tidline. Good morning, everybody. Blog talk is fine.
Okay, great. It's yours.
All righty. Well, Lord, I come just full of thanks. Sometimes all I can say is just thank you, Jesus. And I thank you this morning, for you are no longer broken. We partake of your brokenness, but you are no longer broken. You're whole, complete, and lacking nothing.
Yes.
And you offer that to all of us. And it's your desire that we be whole and complete, lacking in no good thing. And it's available to us through the name of Jesus and his shed blood. So let all that will come, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. And I always like the words of that song, he's better than that. We don't have the right words to say just how good God is. So I really love that song that says he's better than that. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Take your bread in hand, lift it up, and bless the name of Jesus. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which was broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also, he took the cup. Take your cup in hand, lift it up, and bless his name. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Come in whole and complete for a church, and remember this, without a spot or a wrinkle. Amen.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah. These are the songs that carried us. It washed as wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood.
Oh,
yes, Lord.
Oh,
the blood.
Too different.
Jesus. If you were on the 10-10 prayer up until whatever time this morning, 10, 20, 30, we got off, what you need to do is repent, stop hindering Jesus, and come into agreement with Jesus in absolute surrender. You have all Jesus is right now. See how tricky that song was? You don't need a little more Jesus. You got all that Jesus is right now. You need to unhinder him. You need to repent. You need to repent because you have not surrendered all to him. All that he is in you. All that God is in you. By way of his own Holy Spirit. And there are absolutely no limitations. Some of you, I'm sorry to say, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to leave you back here still struggling in the anointing. Because I'm going on in the glory realm. I'm not waiting for nobody because Jesus is already here. Jesus has already done it. Jesus is already in you, but you got him hindered by your own doubt and unbelief, by your own lack of trust in him. Therefore, you won't be obedient to him. But I'm going to tell you something. There's no limitations in the glory realm. I went through this 40-day fast because I wanted more. I wanted more understanding. I got it. Then yesterday, I tell you what happened. See, God is the kind of God, he'll give you a demonstration. It's up to you whether you accept it, whether you reject it. There are no limitations.
And no limitations. In the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations. In the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations. In the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. in the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. No, no limitations in the spirit there are no limitations in the glory realm. Nothing is impossible for those who believe, and I believe. And nothing is too difficult with God. Nothing is impossible for those who believe, and I believe. Nothing is too difficult.
A young woman was there. She had driven all the way from Alabama to come to Grace. And she was totally demonized. But you could see, I could see the tender heart of Jesus in this young woman. The devil had made her cut all her hair off. And she was still, she had this beauty that was emanating from the inside of her. And the demons were standing there with a wall. And I asked her if she was on medication. She said yes. And she couldn't come off of it because she was afraid and her parents were afraid. And I'm sitting there and I'm saying, Holy Spirit, what do I do? And then I'm looking at one of the original people in the prayer room that have been in the prayer room since the beginning. And they're sitting there believing God. And so the Holy Spirit said, Erica, ask her what she believes. Because another person in the room had told her about a ministry over in Alabama. But you know what? God has sent her to Dalton. and she was in the prayer room. And so she said, well, I believe that when I got here and that oil was put on me, that I was going to go home completely set free. So all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost kicked in me. And I saw the prayer room lady, her name is Darla. And I saw the miraculous believe in faith of God kick up in her. And I told that girl, I say, stand up. Just stand up. Oh, prior to that, I had to call all the way to Texas to Jessica. And I asked Jessica to send her the prayer that I prayed over Catholics to break the curse off Catholics, because there's a curse put on every Catholic that leaves the Catholic Church. So I asked Jessica to send it to her phone. Jessica sent it to her phone. And as she read it, I asked her, I said, now read it out loud. And I saw those demons break their stronghold as she was reading it. It broke. It broke. It broke. Brothers and sisters, and then when I had asked her to stand up, I saw the glory, and I'm always going to stay in my place, okay, because the authority rests there on the lady and the people that God poured the oil out through. So I asked the lady, Darla, I said, now, lay your hands on her. And when she laid her hands, I saw the demons resisting. I saw the demons resist. I saw the demons trying to fight back. And the Lord said, just take your hand, lay it on top of her hand. And the power of God hit that room. And then the demons were still fighting, because they had to fight through the pills. God had to go through the pills, the psychotropic drugs from the hospital, from the doctor, the prescription drugs. Then he had to fight through all the demons that she took on and that she put over Jesus. So then the Lord say, now you take Darla's hand and you just go back, and I'm going to hit her like a whirlwind. So I took Darla's hand, and together we went forth. When I do that, it might look like I'm hurting the person, but I didn't. The girl went back. Darla went back. I stepped back. The other lady in the room went back. Woo! And the Holy Spirit moved in the prayer room at Grace. And I watched it, because I'm a great observer. I always like to see what God is doing. And I saw it. And the Holy Ghost said, I'll explain it to you later. I couldn't wait to get back around this corner and for everybody to leave out of my office so God could tell me. She surrendered all and give me that message to give you about how you hindering him, how you stopping the flow, and to tell you to repent. It's double-mindedness. It's the fact that you don't trust him, and because you got that built up, you won't obey him, because he wants you to have more of the fullness of him. And so after I got off the 10-10 TED line, the Holy Ghost started talking to me. He said, Erica, you got to stay now in the glory. You got to stand now in the glory. He said, see like Darla? I said, Darla, yeah. He said, you were the outsider, and in that room, they believe in miracles, and that's what you believe in. You always believed in miracles. He said, now, if they don't believe it, which leave them. If they don't want to come into the realm of where I am, leave them. But keep on going. Brothers and sisters, keep on going. Let me tell you why. There's no limitations on God. You limit him when you won't surrender all to him, when you won't allow him to make you, because there's no limitations in God. Brothers and sisters, God and his word and Jesus and his Holy Spirit are one. They're one.
And no limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. When the sun says free, it's free indeed. I am free, I'm free, I'm free indeed. Oh, when the sun says free, it's free indeed. I am free, I'm free. Hey, I can be who you made me to be. I can do what you call me to do. Oh, oh, I can go where you want me to go. I can flow. In the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No, no limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. Nothing is impossible for those who believe, and I believe. And nothing is too difficult with God. Nothing is impossible for those who believe, and I believe. Nothing is too difficult.
Into the glory realm. Praise God. The person of the presence of Jesus. You got Jesus in you, and Jesus is everywhere. Omnipotent, omniscient, omnipotent. Everywhere. But you have hindered him by you not surrendering all to Jesus, brothers and sisters. It is not God. It is not Jesus. It is not the Holy Spirit. It is you. It is you. It is you that have hindered Jesus because you won't submit. You won't surrender. Ain't nobody talking to you about surrendering to a man. Or a woman. We're talking about you surrendering all to Jesus. Well, I'm not going to teach that again. It's up there. It's up there on my YouTube. You can avail yourself of it. But you know what? I'm not going back. I'm not looking back. I'm not thinking back. And I'm not stepping back. I'm going on. You see, too many people want to blame this person, blame that, blame the church, blame the pastor, but they don't want to look at the fact that you have a self life and you have a flesh life and you do not want to surrender it to Jesus. So until you can repent, you're going to have a problem. But just like yesterday, God had me there for a purpose. God had Darla, the lady, and her husband, and God had that prayer room over there open for a purpose. And you can step up in there with doubt and unbelief if you want to and leave with nothing. Or you can step up there with faith in God and believe. And receive what you come there for. People come there on their last leg with their last strength. But they make it. And God is not going to disappoint them. He's not going to do it. And all I could say all night was thank you, God. I'm the one been praying to you. I want to be around people that believe in miracles. But in order to do that, I have to change. I have to change and let God do the deliverance more, even more. Is everybody going to be happy? No. But I tell you what, the disciples said, it is better that we please God than man. So you think you're ready for a miracle? You think you're ready for a miracle? How about surrendering all to Jesus? How about letting him lead you and guide you by the way of his own Holy Spirit? How can you not trust and obey your Creator? He gave his life that you might live. He became poor that you might become rich. But you see, you put limits on him. You did. You did it. You've done it. You need to repent. And you need to come to him in one spirit, in one soul, in one body, on one accord in yourself. Now, if there's something hindering you, God will deliver you. But he cannot do what you won't allow him to do because you won't surrender it to him. God can't deliver you from what you won't surrender to him. And I told you the other day, he wants you. He wants all of you, nothing less. So, you got something to think about. You need to repent and come to Jesus 100%. What can I say? What can I say this morning? Except that Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Whosoever will open the door, I will come in and sup with them. You have to surrender all to Jesus. All to Jesus. He wants all. The condition for obtaining God's full blessing, the condition that you have to meet, the condition that you have to fulfill, is absolute surrender to Him. And boy, will He raise you up. He will raise you up, but not without you surrendering first. Ain't nobody gonna wait for you but Jesus. He's waiting for you right there inside you. The day you told Him to come in and then you backstabbed Him. You asked Him to come in. You invited Him to come in. And then you say, well, you know what, Jesus? You can have this little part right here. Because I got to keep this part. I got to stay in control of this. And He is so merciful and so kind. He's just sitting at the table in your heart until you got it. I want to thank God. I want to thank God in going to pray for somebody else. He took me through the breakthrough. Today, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Not crushed, persecuted, not abandoned. the joy of the Lord. Come and be my strength again.
We give power to you.
repent and surrender all to Jesus. And then you'll find out and experience.
And no limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm. No limitations in the spirit, there are no limitations in the glory realm.
Man.
what you never dreamed was true.
Can you hear your inner man calling for the hero in you?
His voice is getting clearer now.
Words in you to press on through. Don't listen to your mind, listen to your heart.
You're a winner, you're a winner. A winner, you're a winner. You can take it, you're a winner. Oh.
They said that we can never lose in Christ. I posted, you can lose in Christ if you hinder him in you. If you don't surrender all to Jesus, you have already lost. But you can recover all. Think about it. I'll see you tomorrow on the TED line. Blessings. And thank you for enduring for the 40-day fast.